As more floodgates open here along the Conowingo Dam, the fishermen here on the Susquehanna River and the watermen on the Chesapeake Bay below are worried not only about floodwaters, but about sediment coming over this dam. Don Pierce, who's a commercial crabber from Rock Hall, says the sediment destroys crab pots.
Sandy is going to add to many from Agnes, from any bad big storms that we've had throughout the history of Conowingo Dam has definitely drove a knife into the Chesapeake Bay.
Republican officials who represent this area say the state's bay cleanup program doesn't address the sediment problem. Instead, it addresses nitrogen pollution from septic systems. And those changes have forced homeowners around here to make thousands of dollars in improvements.
Right now, the state's not paying any attention to this. Yet, the sediment, the phosphorus, the nitrogen that's coming over the through the dam today, and it has for every major storm over recent years, continues to fill up behind the dam. More of it comes over.
Beth McGee, a scientist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, admits sediment is a source of bay pollution, but she says nitrogen from septic systems is a bigger problem, and the state's plan is right on target.
But we shouldn't use that as an excuse to do nothing in Maryland. For one reason, we have local water quality problems in Maryland.
McGee says the state and the Army Corps of Engineers are studying the sediment problem around the Conowingo Dam, but there's no word on when that study will be complete. Along the Conowingo Dam, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.